This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. On this episode of Wild in Bed, the concluding part of our demonic menage listener's fantasy, Iris's body has been taken to the limit of her pleasure and beyond. Caught in the raptures of her relentless orgasms, she can only wish for the demon's satisfaction to bring this torment of pleasure to an end. What dark desires might the demons inflict upon Iris next? Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. So tonight, we have the concluding part of our listener's demonic threesome fantasy. Just how filthy can this desire get? And you know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then just drop me an email at devlin@wildinbed.com. You can just give me your dirty little fantasy, and I will do my absolute best to bring it to life. Now, I'd like to remind you that this podcast is designed for you. So if ever there is anything you'd like me to change, or if you have questions about the podcast, or any issues at all, feel free to email me. I don't think I'm that unapproachable. I don't get it right all the time, but I do try very hard. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just loosen your clothes, put your earbuds in, and close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner passion as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Iris finds out what that little lick of blue flame in his eyes means when he scoops an arm around her back and unsticks her from the bedsheets, hoists her boneless body up and clasps her entire body into him, sitting her up. She wonders what he's doing when he slips behind her. She twists to look, but Kylo swoops up and distracts her with a kiss. She can taste her own copper stroked across his mouth, drying, sticky, mingled with his spit. His hands drag down her body and cup her ass, gripping it and pulling her against him to grind his heavy cock into the dripping seam of her cunt, dragging against overstimulated nerve endings that blazed with his touch. They move so surely and confidently, it's almost like they've discussed this without her present, formed a devious plan while she slept, one that she cannot find it in herself to grow too incensed about, because it seems they were entirely focused on pleasuring her to exhaustion. She doesn't fully understand until Kylo appears to be moving her across the bed, guiding her into another pair of hands. And Dragan had stretched himself out across the bed, head on the pillows where she'd just been. Kylo set her atop him, opening her legs and setting her ass flush to his pelvis. Dragan wrapped his hands around her waist and tugged her fully back against his front, cupping her breasts, smearing her own sweat around her nipples. Kylo's hands are still on her legs, palming the bone handles of her hip bones and tugging her to where she needs to be. Lips are suddenly at her ear, a clever mouth she can feel smirking against her skin. "Did you forget my little promise?" comes a low string of words as he plucks at her nipples with his fingertips to make them harden. She spirals her mind back through the night, a slosh of pond water cold on her skin, her sticky apple green dress plastered to her body, warm, sweet grass poking up underneath her spread fingers as she rode her husband hard in the gardens, the blur of fantastic costumes and sitting in Dragan's lap, twining pink flowers into his lemony smelling hair, and oh. She thinks to herself how he's going to have to chide her silly brain for daring to forget. Iris gasped when Kylo drew her forward enough to slot the head of Dragan's flushed cock into her, smearing the fat head of him around her dripping lips, all puffy and swollen from being so thoroughly used, dazed from the aphrodisiac of her demon's tongue. She moaned at feeling the blunt snag of him, until Kylo rammed her down into the hard column of his cock in one, all the way to the hilt. She squelches loudly around him, and her head thuds back to Dragan's shoulder, thick cock already seated deep, and she's still working on stretching around him. Feeling her forced open to give way to him sends a passionate thrill sparking through her body. She arches to his hands, and he thumbs her nipples and sucks kisses on her neck, hands on her skin as he feels her move in sync with him. He made her cry and spurt with his fingers and tongue. He thought that had worn her out enough not to need more, but the way she's rolling her hips to him makes him reconsider. She's craving more, and she can't understand how. Kylo watches with greedy gold in his eyes. Dragan shallowly pumps his hips to punch his cock into her. Iris's toes curl. The wicked demon he is keeps his hands on her knees to pull her open, letting Kylo witness every inch sinking right into her. How she shines down the pink length of him, that divine taste of her dribbling down around them. The milky white skin of him, the flushed skin of her, and the little red dribbling in fat drops down from his bite mark. Red spots spotted all over the pristine white sheets. None of them cared much about it. Kylo fists his cock for some minor relief, licks along her thigh as she's getting fucked. Loving the lap and bounce of their bodies meeting, how it jiggles the plump flesh of her thighs. It's a shame he couldn't reach her ass at this point. His palms want to crack a reddening slap across it. Watch the skin blush from pink to red, echoing the huge span of his handprint. Hell, he wants to bruise her tonight. Give her marks that won't fade politely on her skin anytime soon. He wants animalistic and feral. Dragan reached down and sunk his fist onto the black mop of Kylo's hair, all kinked and wavy from sleep. He yanked on it hard. "Taste her. Make her squirm again," he ordered as he shoved Kylo's face into where they were joined, literally rubbing his beautiful nose into her cunt. Kylo didn't need telling twice. He smiles, his tongue happily lapping at her clit, the taste of them mingling on his tongue, and the softness of her, tang and girl and heat, melting in his mouth like spun sugar. The hard length of Dragan's cock The taste of his skin, musky, shiny with her slick as he slid in and out of her. The taste of them together is one of his favourite things. He hums in bliss and licks up all he can get, big hands tugging her hips down. Iris cries when she's sandwiched between them, mouth open, brain gone with a gut punch of bliss that smacks into her over and over. Kylo's warm tongue slithering around her clit. Dragon's hand is a constant on her skin, brushing up over her breasts and settling around her neck. Her hand rises up to join his when he lightly cupped her throat and presses kisses to her temple. Open mouthed, breath-warm puffs of air ghosting against her glistening skin, clapping skin meeting as he pounds her as hard as he is able, thrusting from his legs to seat deeper. She's choking sobs with how good he feels. His cock isn't small by any means, his length spearing into places that make her feel a type of pleasure, blurred with agony. The fullness she feels, it's heaven. The delightful warm sensation of Kylo's mouth on her and Dragon's cock punched deep, pushing into plush places so far rooted inside. There's always a tiny pinch of pain when Dragon fucks her, until he finds his pace, and then the ecstasy begins to build and build. It feels like his pleasure is breaking open her ribs, making her brainless, slipping her mind with every thrust, gut clenching at the sight of Kylo, running his tongue down and then up Dragon's cock as he slides into her, finding the crease of her cleft and tasting her clit too, slipping between the soft lips of her sex, every piece of her body he knows so well. And between them, they'll drive her wild, feral, mad even, with such well-gleaned knowledge. Filthy, gruff words from her husband's mouth come wrapped around the wet slaps of his sucking her into his mouth. "He's going to come so deep inside you, Duff, and I want you to gush all over him when you come." The slightest hint of smug in his tone, golden coins blazing in the sea blue dim. His hand viced around his thick cock as he slowly strokes himself to the sight of them entwined. Iris bites her lips to muffle the whimper from the savage snap of Dragon's hips, well aware but uncaring that every wet slap of skin, every word and every moan is sailing out the wide open windows beside them. She doesn't have the mind to care, not with this sudden flash of mean sharp heat blossoming in her belly. Kylo cruelly pressed his huge hand down on her abdomen, feeling the way Dragon's thrust pushed into her. No more syrupy strokes of Dragon's very skilled hips. He's going hard and rough because he's close too. "Come for me. Come and soak his lips, Spark," comes his silvery whisper in her ear. Voice dragged through gravel and laced with such need. She can't be stilled. Dragon has to lock an arm over her writhing waist, muscles bunched, lips dripping honey-soft sounds of encouragement into her ears. Lips on her slick skin, pumping into her, as deep as he dared. Kylo's hands are branding hot onto her hips, holding her shaking legs and growling in between laps of his tongue for her to come. He can taste how close she is, can taste the swell of her orgasm, bearing down on its peak. "Come for us, let go." And she does exactly that. It's violent, unrelenting. It starts as small sparks, flickering pips of embers. By the time it fully breaks, it's like a churning forest fire, swelling through her. She happily burns for it. It's exquisite. So much blazing wet simply bursts and trickles out of her. She can't help it. Dragon takes the opportunity to seize her mouth, hand under her jaw and spreading across wide to cover her chin. He tilts her mouth to his and crushes it into a strangling kiss, swallows down all her moans. Iris knots her fingers into Dragon's hair, the others into Kylo's, body jerking and trembling as she rides out the exquisite slam of orgasm that racks its way through her. It burns up her brain, plucks apart her bones to dry dust, like scorching sand blown apart by severe desert winds. Kylo watches hungrily, the way a thin stream of liquid comes pouring from where they're joined. He licks some drips of it up. Her moans bordered on wails. She's trying to pull away, but she's anchored where she is, and she'll suffer every second till they wring her dry. Takes her a minute to stop moaning and panting, coming back down to them, floating back from heaven. Skin burning, realizing how much she still shudders. Cunt clenching around on Dragon's cock as the warmth of his cum spills into her, searing hot and deep, clit puffy and abused from Kylo's mouth, so much so she squirms away. Her shunting hips disturbed his tongue when he latched over her mons. His mouth pops off her with a wet slurping suck, strings of thick drool following his retreat. He was still fisting his own cock, the flushed red head slipping out from between his slick fingers, the taste of them coating his tongue, and he wanted more. He watches them kiss and pant, ribs expanding and sinking down, faces drawn in pleasure, coming together. Dragon clutching her close, kissing her like a starved savage, and eating up every moan from her lips. He watches his dear sweet wife sag down limp, brain melted, crashed out on top of their demon. Dragon's cock still shunted deep inside her twitching pussy, shimmering white slipping down to the base of his cock. His groin slicked in a pool of it too. Her thighs shine with rolling drips of her, and there's a huge wet spot staining the white sheets. Kylo knows it will smell like her. Dragon is kissing her brow, sweat beading on his lips, one arm still around her waist, the other cupping one side of her ribs, spanning her side in full, listening to the tug of her ragged breathing. He opens his eyes and looks down the bed. He's mesmerizing, especially with that painted pink sat high on his cheekbones, eyes so dreamy and powder blue soft after he's come. Lips parted as he looks at Kylo, who slunk up the bed, his hips flush to where theirs were. He slowly pushes at his wife's spent thighs, softly, slowly, until Dragon finally slips out of her, his gorgeous long cock shining with the both of them, rosy pink and flushed. Iris whines at the loss of him inside her, stretching her open. He wants to feel how messy and drippy she's become. Iris gasps when she feels Kylo lining himself up to her, and then the tender flutter of her pussy stretching to accommodate him. He pushes until she simply gives way. The bliss of the way he snags just a little before sliding right on in, pushing and pushing to get to the plush center. He didn't give her time to adjust. He keeps a steady, easy pace. Iris wouldn't call it soft. She's too flamed with need, tasting her all night. Fleshy sweet blood and the salty tang of her cum slicked on the roof of his mouth, and it wasn't enough to just spectate. He slips his hands up her belly, cupping her hips, one in each huge hand, leaning slightly over to better push her into Dragon's chest. her back crushed to his breastbone as he starts sawing his hips into her. Her legs tremble and come up to snap around his hips. Thighs quiver. He smirks down at his pretty, pretty dove as he soothes her, hooking her legs around him, barely making room between her spread hips for his much too wide body, letting her feel the gyration of his hips, skimming his hand down the straight flat of her skin. Every pump of his hips sends a jolt through her that he can see, the pulse of pleasure up her spine, the way her tits bounce with it, mouth open and stuck on his name, and peppered little gasps.
Kylo, oh my God, ah, oh, oh yes.
Kylo likes to see how tears swell up in her eyes again, shining and beading down her wet lashes. She looks dazed, sated, hazy with it, muscles turning to warm, oozing clay. They can mould between them in their cleaver hands. Lost her sane mind with the amount of pleasure fucked into her. Shaking twitchy with it like a newborn doe. Her cunt is begging for him. So tight he huffs a smile when he feels how much she clenches when he starts knocking deeper. It's not painful, but she is overwhelmed, overstimulated. Every brush against her sex, from the grind and forwards fuck of his hips, makes the sobs build in the back of her throat, high and sharp, like she swallowed needles. The jabs of his cock as he drags it right out, before slamming it back in. She truly thinks she may be going mad. Tear trails glimmer on her cheeks. Dragan cups her whole body in comforting hands, and tells her how well she's doing, crooning silky, lovely words in her ears that sound so nice in this cold blue room. She's bawling the sweaty covers in her fists, and she's simply going to burst soon. She can feel it, that wet crux of a new sensation, pooling in her belly again. Kylo slides his hands up to her ribs, yanks her down onto his cock. He wants her to lose it.
Look at you, God, just look at you, Iris,
he croons, stuffing her full. So beautiful, so fucking ours. I want to make you come over and over. Dragan smiles, hearing his gruff words through his grunts and the slap of his hips, her caught between them and succumbing to pleasure again. Kylo clamped her legs around him and strokes his cock from his swaying hips, putting his whole back into it. He smiles seeing her, pleading, crying, his name like something dangerous and holy all at once. She's wordless when she finally comes. She has no words. They've taken them all away from her, ripped them from her lips with the same vicious intensity. They wring orgasms from her spent form. She feels the bite of her nails into his sides. The pinch of pain drives him to orgasm as he hammers himself deep. The fluttering of her cunt snapping down on him. The wet squelch as she gives all she can. All silky finesse in his movements gone. This was pure carnal, all animal. No man left. So carnal. He can't resist leaning down and sucking a bite into her neck as he climaxes. He buries his teeth in her throat as he slots his cock so hard into her, feeling the spurt and blood of his cum joining Draken's. He whines when her blood hits his tongue, so heavy and honey thick. Her nails dig to his skin till he feels the puncture, feels the divine sting of blood as it leaks in drips out of his back, smeared against her nails. If she was sobbing before, she's wailing now, his name a broken mantra, dripping from her tongue. He can feel how she spills out still, oozing around him. The tangy salt of yet another one of her liquid orgasm spurting. He can taste it, just as he can the hammer of her heart. how it throbs into his mouth, gently sinks his hips flush to her a couple times more before withdrawing, feeling the creamy, sloppy mess mixed with Dragon's too, slipping down her thoroughly used pussy. "So fucking greedy, isn't he?" Dragon smirks at her with dozy eyes as he keeps his lips against Iris's temple. "I can't entirely blame him, Spark. Everything about you is delicious, especially the way you come." "Consider us addicted," comes a groan from her husband. Kylo's licking over her throat, voice vibrating its deep tones to her very bones. He sealed the wound he made, copper red, a harsh slash across his plump lips that he licks away. He crawls down the bed again and does the same to the gummy bite wound at her thigh, kisses it to lessen the sting come the morning, mouths at her thigh like he's giving her a horny kiss, nose pressing into the pillow of her leg, has to resist doing the same to her pussy. Now she was overflowing with all their cum. She'd be far too sensitive for that. She recognized the brand of his touch as he latched kiss after kiss onto her skin, cupping the bowl of her pelvis like she was an offering, a sacrifice, a sacred ritual to soothe her libation. And what a lot she had offered to them, like a sweet platter of bursting blissful red fruit brimming with sweet pips, left placed on a pedestal for the old gods, through a raspy groan, all breath and scraping vocal cords, she managed to curl her tongue around the contour of his name. Eyes rolling closed as Draken's fingers now draw ghosting shapes around her nipples. She can't even portion out the energy to moan. Overstimulated and exhausted, throbbing between her legs. And the piece de resistance? He had to be up for breakfast in a mere handful of hours. Kylo snugs against her thigh, dropping his sweaty head onto her abdomen, gazing up at her, smiling dozily, like an adorning brown-eyed puppy. No hint of the gold-eyed wolf remaining, his chin and lips still shining wet, where his mouth pressed to her as she came. The solid weight of him is a comfort, and so is the lean demon beneath her, nuzzling his nose to her hair, soothing the goosebumps of her arms, resisting the urge to toyfully play with her hard nipples. He strokes her sticky ribs, runs fingers through her scalp, a rhythm that will soon have her dozing. Tossed back into deep slumber, Iris loses her hands in his inky hair, caresses her hand through the dark, soft tresses, and lets herself sink into Draken's kisses, dropped at her neck and onto her head, her sweat from her temple on his lips. He kissed her softly, overly, over and over. "You're both so very, very wicked," she sighs rather obviously. Her men share a sultry smirk at one another. "You wish to issue a complaint?" Kylo seeks. Draken chuckles. It's a deep, warm sound that slices richly through her body. His hands find her breasts and covers them, infuses her with a warmth from his big hands that turned into something far too erotic. Her smile is lazy but brimming with affection. "I wouldn't change it for the world. Remind me to chide you both. Later, perhaps. And I can feel my legs again." "He started it," Kylo naively pointed out. "I think you more than finished it," Draken flirted. "So, the end of another story. I hope you enjoyed that. And yes, next week another story. Just remember, if you want your fantasies right here, then just drop me an email. You don't have to do the full story. Just tell me what turns you on, and I'll create a story around that. So until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.